First reading is from The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot, a poem from 1922. It's just a short excerpt. Unreal city, under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over London Bridge, so many, flowed up the hill and down King William Street, to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours, with a dead sound on the final stroke of nine. What is that sound high in the air, murmur of maternal lamentation? Who are those hooded hordes swarming over endless plains, stumbling in cracked earth, ringed by the flat horizon only? What is the city over the mountains, cracks and reforms and bursts in the violet air, falling towers? Jerusalem, Athens, Alexandria, Vienna, London, unreal. In this review interview from 1959, T.S. Eliot was asked what sort of thing Ezra Pound cut from The Wasteland. He answered, whole sections. There was a long section about a shipwreck. The shipwreck turned up again in 1968 in George Oppen's poem of Being Numerous. This is an excerpt from that poem. Things we live among, and to see them is to know ourselves. Occurrence, a part of an infinite series, the sad marvels. We are pressed, pressed on each other. We will be told at once of anything that happens, and the discovery of fact bursts in a paroxysm of emotion, now as always. Crusoe, we say, was rescued, so we have chosen. Obsessed, bewildered by the shipwreck of the singular, we have chosen the meaning of being numerous. To dream of that beach for the sake of an instant in the eyes, the absolute singular, which is the bright light of shipwreck. It is the air of atrocity, an event as ordinary as a president. A plume of smoke, visible at a distance, in which people burn.